I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Syrians are demanding an end to the authoritarian rule of President Bashar Assad. Yesterday, clashes between security forces and demonstrators in the city of Homs left several people dead. Today, thousands attended the funerals of some of the victims. The mourners called for freedom and demanded the release of all political prisoners. Walid Safour is the president of the Syrian Human Rights Committee, which is based in London. He says yesterday's protests in Homs began peacefully.
No people made any sign of violence, but the Syrian securities opened fire straight away. That's what happened, and now we count until this morning 24 fatal casualties.
You say that there is no violence on the part of the protesters. Here's what we're hearing from Syrian officials, and we tried to get a comment from officials there. They have not returned our calls, but Syria's foreign minister was quoted by the state-run news agency as telling foreign ambassadors, reforms are a national need, but they cannot be forced through violence, weapons, sabotage, and road closures. Is there not any kind of armed revolt among the protesters, weaponry, attempts at violence?
From the start of these protests 4 years ago, the Syrian official media and the official Syrian people say these troubled started and initiated by sometimes Palestinians, sometimes by extremists, and sometimes by people crossing the borders. But actually, it's perpetrated by the Syrian security forces and the thugs related to them. This is what happened. In Homs, all people I have contacted, they assured me that they were among the either the funeral mourning their dead, or they were protesting somewhere else peacefully, and then live ammunition shot at them. Even the injured were not allowed to go to hospitals. And this is against international covenants and agreements. I know that at least two hospitals appealed for blood because of loss of blood among the casualties and the injured. However, some people hurried to give blood. And when they came to the hospitals, they were arrested by security elements.
Yeah, for what reason were they arrested?
They don't want them to give blood. They don't want to save lives. This is what happened in Syria. We are under emergency law for 5 decades.
This is all very hard to confirm on the ground in Syria because foreign journalists are not allowed there officially. Let me ask you this. When you talk about the state of emergency that's been imposed for 50 years now, what has that meant for the people of Syria? And would the lifting of it satisfy these protesters?
What satisfies the protesters is the lifting of the emergency laws, the confining of security forces to their barracks, not to be involved in the life of the normal citizens. In Syria, there is no rule of the law at all. The upper handed is for the security forces, which detain and arrest everybody. We want a democratic rule, multi-party system. This is what the Syrian people ask.
Mr. Safour, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Walid Safour is the president of the Syrian Human Rights Committee, which is based in London. He spoke with us about the Syrian government's crackdown on recent protests.